game and about community and everything.
So just tell me about your, introduce yourself, tell me about your company and this game.
Well, I'm Oleg Rustich. I'm basically international community manager for War Thunder.
Yeah.
And War Thunder is MMO, and this is our boss, Ilya.
Erwin.
Yeah, yeah, he's the lead of all community managers. This is now our MMO, War Thunder, which is based on Second World War up to Korean War. Planes and tanks, combined battles in three battle modes, arcade, realistic simulator. So basically, arcade is the easiest one. You play with mouse and keyboard. This is for general public, you know, the one that people play the most. Mm-hmm. And then you go to realistic, where flight models of the plane and of the tanks are more serious. Okay. And a bit harder to control, so you need to invest some skills and time to learn. And simulator is, you know, mostly for joystick and for plane pilots. So each game mode is harder and harder. That's about the game. It's free game, of course.
It's free.
Okay. Absolutely free. Even if you pay for in-game currency, you cannot pay your way up, basically. What you pay is for plane, which is giving you maybe 50% more of in-game currency or research points. Yeah. But that is about it. We really, really try to make it very fair for non-paying and paying player in terms of, you know, having advantage in the game.
Okay. And it's all vehicle-based?
Yes. Yes, we have, as you seen, okay, this is a very good representation video that we are watching, but we do have planes. We have...
I'm going for the video.
Roger. We have 350 planes in the game.
Yeah.
And that is absolute record. There is no simulation game that is near us in terms of number of planes. And we have around 50, 60 ground vehicles at the moment.
Wow.
But we are bringing more, of course. What is the beauty of the game? World of Tanks is, as you can imagine, direct competitor, of course, in that way. But in our game, we already have wheeled vehicles, like trucks and half trucks. Mm-hmm. We have anti-air units, which you can control, which is very cool. And there is possibility in future that we will add armored cars. So wheeled vehicles, which is very, very... feature that many people are asking for. So that is about vehicles in the game. At the moment, plans are also to introduce ships in one moment in time. I cannot say when, but it will take some time, of course. And that is about vehicles.
Excellent. So this is for PC only?
No. The most important thing is full cross-platform. We are running Macintosh client.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be played on Macintosh. We are running normal Windows client, of course, on PC. We are running Linux, so it can be played on the Linux and on PlayStation 4.
Oh, PlayStation 4.
Yes, and all these platforms are cross-compatible, and all players are playing on same server.
Oh, that's really
so
good.
That is extremely important, because, you know, you are not limited to play only on one server, but you have opportunity to share everything with players around the world in different hardware configurations.
Excellent. Well, thank you for...
That's about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for...